Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to my professionally silly station recorded on the Anchor app. Now, this is a podcast where we like to get a little weird, a little random, and definitely a little silly. And today, we are going to get hella silly with Wendy's clapback tweets. Now, I don't know if you guys knew that Wendy's, the delicious square burger place, I love their burgers, I don't care what anybody says, that they have a Twitter account. And they do. And I swear it's hilarious. I feel like the person behind these clapback tweets, it has to be like a black woman with like Shaniqua nails. You know, the kind of nails that are just too long for them to actually type with. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's always like a black secretary with some Shaniqua nails. I'm like, how the hell do you type up memos? Anywho, if you have a Twitter, follow Wendy's. I promise you, it is going to be very entertaining. Also, you may have noticed that the sound change on my podcast today is a bit different. It's because I am using my new lavalier microphone that Pop Voice sent me, and I'm really excited about it. They emailed me actually and asked if I'd be interested in reviewing their microphone. And I was like, yeah, because I actually needed a new microphone. Not too long ago, I went on wish.com to get myself a new microphone for this podcast. I don't like to buy technical things online, like equipment and things like that. I just don't, you know, especially on Wish. But I took a chance and I spent like, I think it's like $25 on a microphone that supposedly normally costs like $200. I don't know. They could be lying about that. It is Wish, whatever. Anyways, I got the microphone and it was garbage. It did not work, but it was real cute. It's like gold plated. It's dope, you know, and it didn't work. I was pissed, you know, it looked really awesome. And then Pop Voice sent me an email. It was like, hey, you want to check out this microphone? We'll send it to you. And I'm like, yeah. So you guys let me know how it sounds. I think it sounds great. I did do a review on the microphone on my YouTube video. So make sure you guys check that out. My YouTube channel is called Professionally Silly. And I literally just went ahead and put up that video not too long ago. It was like, what, yesterday? Day before yesterday? So check out that video. It's actually called Professionally Silly Channel, but the name of the video was called Pop Voice Lavalier Microphone Review. So I uploaded it about a day ago. Check that out. But you know what? Let's go ahead and get onto the Wendy's clapbacks. I'm really excited about that. But before we get started, I want to remind you guys to feel free to call in and share your opinions about any podcast episode here on Professionally Silly and join in on the silly, or just call in to say, hey, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Hey, let's get silly, Smile Squad. Okay, so I have to remind myself, listeners, that I do not have to project my voice with this microphone. is literally sitting on my titty. So I'm trying to work on volume. Not to mention, I'm a theater actor, so, and a comedian. I'm used to being loud. So I'm trying to shut the fuck up so I don't, blow your eardrums out. But let's go ahead and get to these Wendy's clapbacks. All right, so the first Wendy's clapback, it says, this is a tweet from Grant, a guy named Grant, and he says, "I'm going to McDonald's. What should I get?" And then Wendy's responded, "A McRefund." That is disrespectful. That is so disrespectful. Okay, so Andrew Morgan says, they at Wendy's, he says, "Wendy's, how do you compare to Carl's Jr.?" Okay, so then Carl's Jr. responds, laugh out loud, "They don't." So then Wendy's responded, "Yeah, for one, if we're going to diss another restaurant, we have more than zero likes and retweets after 13 hours. That clapback tweet got over 14,000 likes. I mean, 14,000 retweets and 62,000 likes. I am upset. Remind me not to piss Wendy's off anytime soon. All right. So the next one is coming from this dude named Raymond. And he says, "Wendy's, how do you rate McDonald's out of 10? Wendy's responds, "Gonna need some negative numbers on this one." Okay, that is rude. But I gotta be honest with you. If you gave me a choice between a Wendy's burger and a McDonald's burger, I'm gonna go to give me a Wendy's burger. I'm just gonna do that. It's delicious. All right, so the next one we got here. Where is it? Ah, here it is. "I ordered Burger King." It says, "Wendy's, I ordered Burger King. What do I do?" And Wendy's responds, "Learn from your mistakes." That's true, because Burger King is disgusting, and anyone who eats that garbage actually spends their money at Burger King on purpose should cut their tongues out. That's just how I feel. They're not using them anyway. What the fuck? They don't care about them. Cut them out. That might be a little aggressive. I stand by what I say. Shit, man. All right, so the next one says, "Why did I find a Wendy's barbecue sauce in my Burger King bag?" That's what Ayoko Backup said. And they at Wendy's, and they decided to tag Wendy's and Burger King. And so Wendy's responded, "Well, I guess they were trying to upgrade." I am done. "Why did I find a Wendy's barbecue sauce in my Burger King bag?" And Wendy's response was, "Well, I guess they're trying to upgrade." I am upset. I am upset right now. Holy shit. All right, so here we have McDonald's dropping a post. Looks like they're advertising for their new quarter pounder. And it says, "Today, we've announced that by mid-2018, all quarter pounder burgers at the majority of our restaurants will be cooked with fresh beef." What the fuck does that even mean? What have we been eating all these years? And so Wendy's responded, "So y'all still use frozen beef in most of your burgers and all of your restaurants?" Asking for a friend. Oh shit. Woo. That one gave me a cough laugh. I'll be right back. I need some water. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I legit had to take a little cough break, get some water inside my throat. About near died. Okay, so Josh says to Wendy's, "So you starting beef with McDonald's?" And Wendy's responded, "We'll stick to our fresh beef. They can have those ice chips they're serving." Shade. I guess it's not shade if it's true. I don't know. We're going to need a napkin with all this spilled tea, y'all. Go on ahead and get them Bounty paper towels, okay? Amelia Davies says, "But seriously, though, Wendy's Twitter is on fire." And Wendy's responded, "Out here trying to melt these frozen fools." How is the person tweeting for Wendy's. How are they not black? It just, shit. I am upset. Okay. So we have another one. It says at Wendy's, it says, Wendy's, what's the difference between Wendy's and McDonald's? And they responded, quality. Clean and simple. Quality. One word. Shut down. I love it. Angelina says, Wendy's, how do you feel about people build your restaurant besides a McDonald's? Oh, I misread that. How do you feel that people build your restaurant inside McDonald's? No, I didn't misread it. They just can't fucking write. Wendy says, even in the worst places, it's nice for people to have hope. I am upset. That's how they feel about people building Wendy's next to McDonald's. Even in the worst places, it's nice for people to have hope. That is such a beautiful sentiment. I love it. I love it. All right. So Gabrielle Rodriguez says, at Wendy's, BK for the win. And then Wendy's responded, what'd they win? A participation trophy? Okay, that clapback is funny because, you know, there is a time, I think that time is probably now, where when kids, when they play sports or games, or they all get a trophy, even if they lost. They don't take points, there's no winners, there's no losers, we're just here to have fun. No, I say screw that, simply because children need to know what it feels like to win, and they need to know what it feels like to lose, because guess what? That's fucking life. So the fact that Wendy said that, that's hilarious. I fucking love it. Oh, okay. So, all right. So on here, Devon Peacock says, Wendy's, how much does a Big Mac cost? And then Wendy's responded, your dignity. Oh, Wendy's, that's fucked up. Big Macs are delicious. Okay, that's one thing I can say. McDonald's Big Macs and the Quarter Pounders, they're my favorite burgers that they have there. I don't really eat McDonald's that often because, you know, I want to live. But what I do is either those two burgers or the chicken nuggets, even though I know those chicken nuggets are like made of like what, white paste or pink paste or some shit. I don't know. All right. So, I am over this. So this says, Jesse says, yo, Wendy's, what are your thoughts on Burger King? Wendy's responded, we don't think about them at all. Damn, that's rude. Hexic says, Wendy's, my friend wants to go to McDonald's. What should I tell him? Wendy said, find new friends. Yo, I gotta take a break. I'm upset. I can't. Woo! So before we get to the last set of Wendy's Twitter clapbacks, I'm loving this, by the way. I have some great news that I want to share with you guys. If you are digging the Professionally Silly podcast and you find yourself smiling and laughing or thinking or even allowing your emotions to change because of something I've said, then give me some of your money. You can now support my podcast by making monthly contributions. You can contribute 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues, it's okay. I do too. There's always PayPal. So PayPal me /AmberSmilesJones. That you can find me right there. And this will also help bring the Professionally Silly to another level. It really will. And let's be honest, a lot of time and effort goes into creating content, and it's super awesome to have the opportunity to be paid for my hard work. I got bills, and chasing dreams is expensive as fuck. You guys know this. But I am super excited, you know, to go on this journey with all of you, Smile Squad. So thank you so much ahead of time for your contributions and your support. You guys are amazing. So let's go ahead and get back to these clapbacks. You know what? I thought that was going to rhyme, but I guess you can't rhyme backs with backs. It's the same word. Whatever, moving on. All right, so let's go ahead and get back to these clapbacks. I love it, I love it, I love it. So Luis Sanchez says, "Wendy's, roast me." To which Wendy's responds, "Get one of your 51 followers to roast you." Oh, shit. Damn. That's fucked up. Michael Kasberg says, "Yo, Wendy's, I have zero time for square patties. Hashtag pointless." To which Wendy says, "Then how come you had time to write this tweet?" Oh, shady. But Wendy's has a point there. I'm just saying. So then Luis Sanchez is at it again and he says, "I'm going to Burger King now." And then and Wendy says, "Now you're just punishing yourself." I love it. Oh my God. All right. So we have Carla Del Rey who says, "Wendy's, what should I get from McDonald's?" And then Wendy says, "Directions to the nearest Wendy's." I love this. This is hilarious. Listen, you guys need to follow Wendy's on Twitter. Legit. And it's funny because like some of the other restaurants like McDonald's or Burger King, Carl's Jr., even Rally's or Checkers sometimes gets up in there. It's really funny watching them trying to keep up with Wendy's dope ass clapbacks. It's hilarious. All right. So Ethan says, "Bet you won't follow me, Wendy's." And then Wendy says, "You won that bet." Damn. Okay. Mika says, "Wendy's, can you find me the nearest McDonald's?" Wendy's responded with a picture of a trash can. Shit. Oh my God. And it's not just any trash can. It's like that trash can that the Grouch lived in on Sesame Street. You know, that metal one. Shit. Them things be sticky and dirty. Oh shit. That's hilarious. Jason says, "Waiting for Wendy's to roast me." It says waiting for the Wendy's roast to happen to me. And then Wendy responded, "Turn your hat around. You aren't Bart Simpson and this isn't 1997. You should see the picture of this nigga. This fool. Yo, I follow Wendy's. I've tried to get Wendy's to like roast me and tweet me and all that stuff. But excuse me. But it's hard because like you can only imagine all the idiots that try to at Wendy's so they can respond to they stupid asses. But that, follow Wendy's on Twitter. Get you a Wendy's burger. Ain't nothing wrong with a square burger and a side of a Frosty. I don't see nothing wrong with that. Plus, I gotta say, man, their spicy chicken sandwich is like my favorite sandwich on their entire menu. It is fan-fucking-tastic. I love it. God. Man, so many amazing, hilarious things just occurred. We got a chance to laugh along with one of America's most popular fast food chains restaurants, Wendy's. Apparently, you know, that little redhead girl has the personality of like, you know, a sassy black woman. So I'm digging it. I'm digging it. I'm upset. I want to read more Wendy's clapbacks. Like, I think I'm going to look at some more of them after I finish recording this podcast because it was just so funny. But anyways, I want to go ahead and thank you guys so much for listening to the Professionally Silly podcast here on Anchor or whichever auditory platform you chose. Because the Audible Boo Thang is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and 7 other podcast platforms. Because your girl certainly gets around. Also, in other news, if you have ever wanted to start your own podcast, you should really pay attention to what you hear next. Yes, yes, yes. I love it. I love it. Come and join the podcasting community and share your voice here on Anchor. And if you're already a member of the Smile Squad, I appreciate your support. And if this is your first time listening to the station, thank you so, so much for joining me. And if you haven't already, let's go ahead and tap those subscribe and or favorite buttons so that you can be notified whenever I upload new podcast episodes. Because I am actually going to be trying to make more podcast episodes more than once a week. That is my plan. But I will always be dropping them every Friday. So thus far, we have not missed a Friday, so I'm proud of myself. And if you are curious about the voice behind the mic, please be sure to follow me on my other social media platforms. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a few others. And they all have clickable links in the description box of all of my YouTube videos. Yep, I have a YouTube channel too. And guess what it's called? Professionally Silly, so I'm pretty easy to find. So make sure you follow, subscribe, fan me, whatever you want to call it. Let's laugh together, because Lord knows, in the world that we live in, we could definitely use more laughter in our lives. Anyways, once again, this is your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, your audible boo thing. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. I would love it, love it, love it, love it if you guys left a review on my podcast. I want to know what you guys think. And I'd also love if you would call in and leave me a message and share your opinions about any of the topics that we discuss here on Professionally Silly, and feel free to call about any of the episodes here on this podcast. So just call in 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Call in, tell me which episodes you listened to, and share your opinion, whatever it may be. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. Also, fuck Donald Trump and his entire administration. That is all.